Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the afternoon show. Ike Reese alongside Tom Kelly, Elliot Shoreparks. We are taking you up to Phillies baseball tonight, 6 o'clock. Phils and Astros will have leading off coming up around 5:35 tonight as we get ready for what a matchup tonight. Aaron Nola, Justin Verlander. So if you're coming down to the park, come say hi. We're at the broadcast booth behind section 125. Talking about the Phils, talking a lot of Eagles today. Cut down day has happened. The Eagles 53 is in. No huge surprises as of now. And the biggest news we talked about in the last segment, James Bradberry, it appears, Elliot, is on this roster.
Yeah, so James Bradberry is on the roster. And, you know, now that we've had a half hour to kind of digest the 53-man roster that they kept, I think they kept the right 53. I think, you know, you're not going to be able to keep every single player. Paris Campbell is a guy I think me and Ike would have kept. But he'll probably be back here on the practice squad and available for week one if they want him. And after they got Jahan Dotson, the need to keep Paris Campbell wasn't as big. You look at some of the guys they cut that are noteworthy. Dylan McMahon, the late-round center, nice player. I think he probably clears waivers. I think you probably get a chance to bring him back. So the reality is this team just didn't have a lot of bottom-of-the-roster guys that they were worried about losing. And I think they'll get a lot of players back. So keeping Bradberry, keeping Eli Ricks, keeping Tristan McCollum, they protected Anaya Smith by putting him on IR. I think it was the right 53 from this team.
Now, what position, Elliot, would you say the Eagles are most interested in looking at to improve, whether it's undrafted free agents or, guys that get cut, or trade, stuff like that?
I think tight end is certainly a spot. You'll see them bring somebody in that wasn't here in training camp. They only have two on the 53-man roster right now. EJ Jenkins had a nice camp. I don't know if they're ready to play him in a big game like that opener in Brazil. So backup tight end. And then I think backup offensive line as well. They just didn't have a good camp from their backup offensive linemen. So I think you'll see them look at backup offensive line. Edge rusher, a spot, but it's just hard to find good edge rushers on the free agency market. They just good edge rushers don't really get released. But those would be the three positions.
Yeah, they need to find some depth, though, at some of those positions. I look at their edge rushers and depth-wise, I don't see much there.
Right. I agree, yeah.
And that's one of the areas of concern for this team right now. And Brian Baldinger was on with the morning show earlier today. Here was Baldy talking about his concern with the Eagles' defensive line.
I'm concerned. That's my biggest concern on the whole team, is what their defensive line. They have been built around a two-tier system where you dress and play eight guys and you rotate them, and I'm concerned. I'm concerned about where the rush is going to come from.
And I think that's fair. Like, that's the biggest thing. You know, we can have our arguments about the offensive line, how important is the right guard spot, will Becton be a problem? But I think everybody can kind of agree, is that edge rusher spot, nobody feels good about what the Eagles have right now.
No. And, I just wonder how much, the Eagles, how much faith they're going to put in Nolan Smith to be out there to be a huge part of their rotation. And I tell you, we are playing with fire by having BG be overused, right? I understand he's not here just to be here. He's going to play, and I'm sure he'll be excited to go out there and play, and he's going to play hard. But I would be concerned how much we are leaning on him. And in his 15th year, he hasn't been called upon to play 17 games and play 20 to 25 snaps a game, 30 snaps a game.
Yeah.
Right? So to me, BG was always supposed to be a luxury of being here.
Mm-hmm.
Right? To me, he was going to always be a part of the rotation, but he shouldn't be heavily relied upon and heavily counted on.
Well, and the thing, too, with Brandon Graham is I think he's had a really good training camp. Mm-hmm. He looks physically way better than I thought he would. I think it was a good idea to bring him back. He's a veteran guy. But to be honest, I didn't have much expectation he would come and be an efficient pass rusher. He's looked really good in camp. But what I worry about is what you just said, Ike. I think it's a good point. Is he can look like a really good pass rusher in camp when you're playing Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt some of these snaps because it's just camp and, you want to give him reps. The concern would be if he's now all of a sudden playing 30 pass rush snaps a game because Nolan Smith is giving you nothing, then in weeks 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe that soon, he's not the same quality of rusher.
Well, here's the other thing. You just said pass rushing snaps. No, I'm talking about playing. B.J. is one of their better edge run defenders.
He might be their best
He might
defender.
Be their yeah, best edge yeah. run defender.
Yeah.
So once they realize Huff isn't a great run defender, guess yeah. who's going to be out there playing on first and second down?
Or Sweat.
Sweat can only take one side.
No, I'm saying I don't know if they have a good run defender.
Oh, right, I see what you're saying. Graham. Right, yes,
like,
yes.
Huff, we don't know if he can do it. I don't think Sweat's great against the run. We have no idea if Nolan can do it. Jalix Hunt's a rookie. Patrick Johnson might be able to do it, but Patrick's not going to play, really, so it doesn't matter. So
Jalix Hunt weighs 235 pounds, 240 yep. pounds.
Yeah.
So does Nolan Smith.
For sure. I mean, and Bryce Huff is small, too.
Yes.
And I think this is really where you're relying on, you know, kind of the mind of Vic Fangio, mm-hmm. is how are you going to get these guys on the field? Because is it crazy to think you could have alignments on, like, rundowns where you have Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, and Milton Williams out on the field to kind of keep in check the running game and force teams in more passing situations where you can be more comfortable putting those smaller guys on the field?
Yeah, but I don't know if Milton Williams can play the run.
Right.
I mean,
because he's not as big either. Yeah. He's more of a third down guy.
So I think Vic Fangio will be an upgrade at coordinator. But I also think we're probably placing unfair expectations on the coordinator spot if we think he's going to coach this defense into being considerably better than they are. I mean, the talent has to get the job done. The pass rush, if the pass rush isn't winning, Vic Fangio can dial up all the blitzes he wants. The majority of quarterbacks in this league are going to pick that defense, the blitzes apart. So at the end of the day, Fangio will have them in the right place, but they're the ones that have to go out and actually make the plays.
Yeah, and the defense is definitely, you know, an issue heading into this season here, and they're going to be tested week one. I mean, Jordan Love and that receiving corps, we saw what they did in Dallas in the postseason last year. Very nearly, it probably should have won that game in San Francisco a week later. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out week one in Brazil. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, let's go back to the phones. Go to Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Fellas.
What's up, Chuck?
Yes, Pete. What's going on? Hey, listen, right? First of all, let me say this, right? You guys are crazy, man. If you think that Nick Foles, you know, that Wentz would have won that Super Bowl and not Nick Foles.
Thank you, Chuck.
Why?
See, who said Nick Foles wouldn't have won the Super Bowl? He did win it.
No. You said that, you know, that you guys think that Wentz would have still won the Super Bowl for us.
Yes.
And I'm here to tell you, we would have even made it to Super Bowl. Because Carson Wentz don't have the calmness. He didn't have the calmness.
He did then. He was the best quarterback in the league that year.
No, he didn't. He was sporadic, man, in the pocket. Things that he was a good athlete. He got out of a lot of situations. He had a good arm. But I'm talking about he needs that calmness, man, to get you past those big games.
You think they would have lost to the Falcons or the Vikings?
Huh?
You think Carson would have lost to the Falcons or the Vikings before the Super Bowl?
I think we would have lost definitely to the Vikings. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, the defense only let up 7 points that day.
He didn't have big game in him, man. You know, and the thing about it, you say Nick Foles threw a interception, right?
Yeah.
Alshon bobbled that ball up. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, agreed. Okay. Still a turnover.
Yeah, still a turnover.
Yeah, but he didn't throw it straight to a defender. He was flawless that game. He was flawless that game. So
okay.
Listen, you know, it happened the way it happened.
Because
God was looking out for us to win us our first frame, because if Carson would have took, we wouldn't have won it. So it happened the way it happened.
Well, we'll never know. We'll never know.
Yeah. Well, I know for sure that
Chuck. Even though you're on my side, you sound like a hater right now. Carson was great that year.
He was the best
like,
quarterback he was in football.
Carson
that year.
Was a different person before and after that full Super Bowl.
I'm not saying Carson wasn't great, but they played a last place schedule. Okay, that's number one.
Oh,
and number two,
God.
Carson Wentz wasn't. You know, he's sporadic, man. He showed you what he was towards the end of his career, and that's why he's a backup now. You know what I mean? He's never going to get another starting job in the NFL again. And that's the bottom line. Because
what did Nick do after the Super Bowl?
He didn't have to do nothing to the Super Bowl. He got a Super Bowl ring.
He got a Super Bowl ring because the other. Whoa. He got a Super Bowl ring because the other guy set the table for him.
But their whole team set the table for him.
The whole team won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the whole team won it. Yeah, but
okay.
Nick was the big part of it. You know what I mean?
Nick, Carson played him more. Who played in more games that year?
And I've seen people. All I'm saying is I've seen quarterbacks winning the regular season before. I've never seen a quarterback do what Nick Foles did, and that's win it all.
Nick Foles has never done what he did.
In fairness to Chuck here, if Alshon Jeffrey doesn't drop that ball, maybe Nick wins another Super Bowl.
The Eagles were lucky to even be in a playoff state. Yeah, they got in because Minnesota lost at home.
They had a magical feel that
they backdoored into the playoffs.
I think they would have beat. They would have beat the Rams next week.
I agree.
The point is that they were lucky to even be in there. They were lucky to double doink field goal.
I agree with that.
So, what are you talking about?
My shot.
You didn't waste your whole phone call.
What'd you say, Chuck?
I don't need you on my side, man.
Oh, okay. I don't want to be on your side. What if, Chuck?
Hey, listen, let me say something. Listen, Jalen Carter, right? And I do got a what if, but Jalen Carter, he's going to be the most important person in these. I don't think he realized.
Now, what a take. Chuck. Jalen Carter's the most important
TK
player
mad
on
at
defense.
You now. But
now, be careful coming at Chuck.
Listen, TK, I'm trying to tell you, man. You don't know a lot, you know, about football, TK. I can tell the way you talk about it.
Okay.
So let me school you on football, okay? What I'm saying to you is this. Jalen Carter don't realize how big of an impact he's going to have on his defense. This defense is going to – just Jalen Carter is going to be what they got to be the man on this defense. I'm talking about for the secondary. If he get pressure up the middle and with Jordan Davis, and those guys can collapse that pocket, it makes world easy on the defensive ends. I'm telling you, it makes it a lot easier because this guy is going to be create so much. He's going to be creating so much attention that those guys can get free rushes. Man, all he got to do is just be dominant all year long. Jalen Carter is the
what's our record this year, Chuck? And we're going on the record next week. I'm going to need your final record next week.
Yeah, well I'm going to give it to you this week. I'm scared. You know, I'm going 11 and 6.
The phone. Did you say 11-6?
Yeah.
Chuck, I don't know what's going on.
Did you say 11-6?
The phone started to break up when he said 11-6.
For 11-6.
You know what that is? He's trying to be conservative.
Yeah. And that's.
Who does that?
Yeah.
Who does that?
Come on. Like, certain people can go 11-6. Not Chuck.
Nah.
Like, Chuck's either got to be at 14 or he needs to be at 5. All right? That's his big takeaway. Jalen Carter's the most important player on defense. We all know that, Chuck. I mean, would anybody answer anything different?
No.
Yeah, he's clearly the most important player.
He's clearly the most important player on the team.
He might be the most second most important player on the team,
on a team.
To be honest. Yeah. At least top five.
He's definitely top five.
Sorry, that take just fired me up. It's like, come on, Chuck.
Listen, that's what Chuck does. Well, when he told you he didn't want you on his team, I knew.
And as far as Chuck,
it wasn't going to end good for him.
Yeah, Chuck's already threatened to beat me up multiple times. So
he's got a habit of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't like your chances against Chuck.
No.
For what it's worth.
That's what he does.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
No, Chuck's a great guy. But did Bryce actually, you know, last year?
Don't start
I'm
that.
Not so sure. Let's go to Dominic in Westchester. What's up, Dominic?
Hey,
yo, Dominic. What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
we got you.
Yep. Hey, guys. So first off, Ike, I just want to say I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I just picked up the cannolis. Okay, I got my shirt.
If you're ready for the fantasy draft tomorrow?
Yeah, so I got some shirts from one of our sponsors. You know, I got you an XL polo for when you're golfing. I got some smalls for Spike and everyone, so looking forward to it. And then I was looking at the teams today. I also didn't know you guys ran a charity organization, Get Yoshi. What the hell is that about?
I don't know what that was. That was out of my hands.
Listen, I don't know about that. But anyways, onto my Phillies point here. Also, I would like to say after my phone call on Friday, I will take full credit. I think we're going to look back thinking about how we did the standing ovation and Dom from Westchester's call. We are 3-0. I think I saved the Philly season. They listened to what I had to say, and they're finally starting to hit. So I'll take full credit. No worries there.
That's good. We'll give you credit.
And then on the Eagles, that guy on ESPN or whatever station he's on, he's getting exactly what he wanted. He's making these absurd takes just so you guys talk about him, and he gets more publicity. This team is a 14-3 team, and there's no doubt in my mind. I don't see more than
3. No doubt in your mind, Dominic. 14 wins.
Yeah, I don't see anything more. At the most, 5 losses.
With this defense, you're that confident that they're going to be great?
Yeah, I do believe that this defense is going to be a lot better. I think just last year there was something more going on than just what the players were. We didn't have great players on the team. We had great players on the team. The coaching just started to fall apart at the end of the season. So I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, Chuck did make a great point. I mean, how did no one know that Jalen Carter was going to be here? the best player on the defense. Oh,
Chuck's about to get it for the next year.
Tell already. Well, I appreciate that, Dominic. What do you got on the Phils?
That was my Phillies point, that I'm just going to take full credit. But okay. I do have a what if, and this one's for Elliot. Me as a Foxhole guy knows it. So, Elliot, I am thinking about it. I mean, what if Marty did go back and hook up with his mom?
You have to wonder if Marty thinks that, if he's like, should I go back to 1955? Yeah.
Thanks, Dominic.
Good call, Dominic.
Elliot, that take, man.
Yes.
You're never going to escape that one. That was wild. I'm a fan of hot takes. That one's too hot for
me. I'm not saying Marty should have hooked up with his mom. This is on the loudspeaker. I'm saying
yes, that is. It's going out through the concourse.
Yeah, maybe the Citizens Bank doesn't want to hear my Marty McFly take. Yeah.
All right. Well, it sounds like you're backing off.
I'm just saying he could. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's go to Bam in Upper Darby. What's up, Bam? Oh, no. Bam
Bigelow.
Come on, Bam.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
There he is.
What's up,
hey,
man?
How y'all doing? Had to take off mute for a second. What's going on?
Mm-hmm. You just asked us how we're doing three times, Bam. Yep. Spike would have cut you off twice already.
But like I said, my Eagles point, right? Do you think now that the roster has been cut down, do you think Jalen Hunt has a chance to play this year or be a starter, or is he just coming? He's going to be a red shirt?
Oh, I don't know about being a starter. No, he's going to play, right? I would imagine. Yeah, why wouldn't he play?
Yeah. I think what will help him is
he'll be in that rotation.
But he does project as well. And look, he wears that 58. He does project as a good special teams player. Mm-hmm. Like, so I think he'll be active on game days because of that. And I think he's been way better as a defensive player than I expected this early on in his career, for sure.
Okay, cool. That's all I wanted to know. But, hey, fellas, I'll be in San Diego on Sunday, but I'm going to the Padres game just to take in some because I'm on vacation. Okay. I'm gonna wear my Philly shirt and hat to the game, to the Padres game.
Love it.
Well, there you go.
So you're going to be one of those guys that shows up to a game. Your team isn't either one of the teams. You just got your own jersey on.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I like it. Yeah. I like it when it's us that does it. I don't like it when we're at an Eagles game, Eagles versus Cowboys, and somebody in a damn Dolphins jersey rolls up.
I'm not a fan of that. Right? If you're going to a neutral game, just wear a neutral color. Don't wear a team's jersey. It's a weird look.
Well, they want to represent their team.
Yeah,
you sound like not a real fan over here.
Oh, I'm not a Philly guy?
Yeah, you don't sound like a Philly guy. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, what is your what if, Bam?
All right, my what if is, I had to change it. I told Francisco something, but I'm going to change it. I said, what if you and John Johnson, right, Tom? What if you and John Johnson took some blue cheese and took that wallpaper off your that project?
Oh, God.
I don't want to think about that possibility, Bam.
I don't know how they combined.
Thanks for the call, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
I think Bam was trying to make a joke.
Yes. Blue cheese and wallpaper. Was, yes.
Not a good one. Yeah. No.
Maybe you should find out. See what happens.
Yeah. No, thanks. But no, there are always those moments because, you know, being down at the Link for Eagles games and stuff, when you're playing the Cowboys and somebody's there in like a Denver Broncos jersey.
Right.
It's just like, what's the point?
Well, the preseason game on Saturday.
We saw all types of jerseys Saturday.
There was Jaguars jersey out there. I think I saw a Texans jersey. Honestly, that's what week one in Brazil is going to be like.
Yeah, preseason games, it's different.
It's going to be a lot of different fans there. Yeah.
Week one. See, I've been going back and forth between 13 and 4 and 12 and 5, so I know I got two tweets out there that people will remind me of. It just depends on which one it falls on at the end of the year.
Is it week one?
Yeah, it's the week one game. I just don't know how that game is going to fall.
How you feel about the game? I know it's looking ahead, but.
I actually have a nervous energy over the game. I'm excited for it, but I know it's not an easy game. And I as much as I wanted to play the Carolina Panthers that game so I could just chalk up a W, I am kind of excited to see what we stack up against one or the other. I'd rather get Green Bay right now than later in the year. Now, obviously, I would want them here at the Link, and it sucks that we're on a neutral site. I'm just saying, I would rather play Green Bay early in the season versus playing them late in the season.
And I always love when you get a week one game with some buzz. You know,
yeah, we got a little, year, a little something to this game.
Prime you're playing time. In New England, 1 o'clock. It just, you know, I don't know. It's
a tough game to get up for.
Right,
yeah.
So it's always exciting, but you don't have that kind of feel. The year before, 1 o'clock in Detroit.
Yeah.
It's like this year, you're a standalone game. You're going up against another.
It's a Friday night
top
game.
Top team in the NFC.
Friday night.
That adds something to it.
Yeah. I'm excited about it.
Until they lose and they're 0-1 and they're 1-7 in their last. Like
here's the thing though, E. That's why I said I'm glad it's early, because it'll at least let me see where we're at.
Yeah. I think if I would have picked, I'd rather had 1 o'clock against Carolina. A nice easy
right.
win,
start yeah, the season.
It'll be exciting for sure. And if they win, it'll be a huge win for them. I just think this team desperately needs some positive reinforcement to start the season with how last year ended.
2.5 point spread right now in favor of the Eagles. I wonder if that changes by the time we get to next week.
And that's the thing. When
you know why it changed initially, right? From 1.5 to 2.5.
Why?
My training camp stats.
Oh.
The Jalen Hurts interception thing moved it a point.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what?
I'll buy it.
I'm not totally discounting.
Nothing else changed with the game over the last week. Yeah.
But it is interesting because you look at their early.
Oh, we got Johan. What is it? Johan? Or
Johan, yes.
Yeah. It is Johan?
Johan. Dotson.
It's Johan, though, right?
It's
I know his last name.
It's Johan Dotson.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
It's Johan. Now I'm trying to trick you. I like you calling
Johan. Oh. Yeah. I'm trying to get over that.
We've got to help him through this, not trick him. Yeah,
but it is. You look
it's
at that
Jahan Dotson.
You look at that early Jahan, season schedule, though.
Jahan,
you beat the Packers. You got 3 games against the NFC South after that. I mean, you get off the 4-0 start pretty quick.
I like my chances against those 3 teams from the NFC South and coming out of the bye week against Cleveland.
I think that Falcons game is trickier, but I agree that they're better than the next 3 teams on their schedule for sure.
That might be Michael Penix quarterbacking.
Yeah, but if it's Kirk Cousins, I mean, they got Justin Simmons.
I mean, Kirk Cousins is injured.
Yeah, he's not going to be ready.
Is he not playing week one?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, all right.
I mean, that was a pretty bad injury. Yeah. He tore his Achilles.
Penix didn't play in the final preseason game.
They kept him out.
Yeah, good point.
Interesting. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Read on our Twitter question of the day, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers is the official sponsor of the 94 WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football Challenge. Shop the home team at marks-jewelers.com. Are we overrating the 2024 Eagles? Find it at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Right now, 59% saying no, so 41% saying we are overrating the Eagles.
Unbelievable.
When we get back, a top 5 at 5 with Francisco. We'll see how he performs under pressure today. Mm-hmm. That's coming up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.